little bit of Ray. The best bits.
Ned Freeman joins us.
Hi, Ray. Hi, JP.
Are you a brat girl then? Are you a brat?
No, I wouldn't be a brat.
You're a bold girl.
I'm not a brat girl. Yeah, no, I'm not. This bit, on over here and...
the brat girl business, you're a very good girl. The brat girl business has been, it's exploded in the last sort of 2 days, particularly around Kamala Harris and Charlie XCX's endorsement. And honest to God, this brat girl business, and we're only contributing to it now by talking about it now, but like every, like on Sky News, I saw it on CNN, Jake Tapper, the... you saw this, JP. He's like the big news reporter or the presenter on CNN.
Hard-hitting, serious news with Jake Tapper. He's one of the most highly thought of anchors on CNN. He's trusted as a proper journalist, yeah.
Yeah, so he's all over this. And is he trusted, though, with Bold Girl Summer?
Well, 55-year-old anchor Jake Tapper is talking to CNN reporter Jamie Gangel, who herself is 69.
Right.
Can they get to grips with the notion of what brat is?
Never mind us in our 40s getting to grips with this. These people are like 60 or approaching 60. Let's see if they grasp Brat Girl Summer.
The singer Charlie XCX tweeted last night, Kamala is brat. And this is in reference to her album. It's called Brat. Kamala has branded her Kamala HQ Twitter page with the same aesthetic of the album. That's another Gen Z word, aesthetic. It's even becoming a trend on TikTok.
So first of all, I am supposed to say that's brat. And for those who are not in the know the way I am, that is a cool thing. Mm. It has a color. Chartreuse is the color.
It's like lime green, isn't it?
Yeah.
Chartreuse. Also, can I... I've got my multitude of questions and I'll ask them at the end. Let's finish the bit.
Is the color. But I have brought some notes because I knew you would want a definition. Okay, here we go. Charlie XCX, who I do know, quote, brat.
Okay, so she has a definition from Charlie XCX herself as to what brat is. Okay, that's brilliant. Here we go.
You're just that girl who is a little messy and likes to party and maybe says some dumb things sometimes, end quote.
The point is that she is, whether it's her or some very clever people who work for her, going right for them in a language of their own that apparently nobody at this table speaks.
Right, but yeah, it's young people language. By the way, this has been an issue every generation. There's the older generation goes, I don't know what they're on about. They're making it up as they go along. These are just made up words. The question I have is, and Charlie XCX's link to it. Is this a thing that Charlie XCX invented? Or is it a situation where brat already existed and Charlie XCX has started using it just like any of the other words that we don't know?
No, I think this is very much a Charlie XCX creation itself,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, I think it
is. So this is just genius marketing then on her part.
The Brat is the name of her album.
Mm.
And this kind of the kind of thing around it is all her creation. It's like, just like you've just said.
That's amazing.
Like, yeah.
Isn't that hugely effective?
It seems to be online anyway.
Well, this is what I'm saying though. That like it's one thing if it's like make up fetch. So it's a word that already existed, and then Charlie XCX starts using a word that already exists. She calls her whatever. But it's brilliant, particularly for her, if it works the other way around. It's already entered the lexicon, like skibbity toilets and whatnot. That's a whole other story. We'll talk about it another time. So, Brat Girl. So, Brat is the name of Charlie XCX's album, and now Charlie XCX pushing it out as an adjective. Am I right?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
As a lifestyle.
It's a whole brand.
It's a brand and it's a lifestyle. So, yeah, so it's kind of it's about reclaiming your girlhood. And how does one embody being a brat is the question. How can you turn yourself into a brat? And last summer we had Barbie Summer, and you know, then we had Hot Girl Summer, and this summer it's Brat Summer.
Oh,
so how are you going to embody?
Sorry, that's one thing worth asking, because brats dolls weren't they established to be a sort of a the anti-Barbie.
Anti-Barbie.
Is it linked in some way, potentially, maybe? No.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
No.
Right, sorry, go on.
Okay, so the essentials, according to Charlie, is a pack of cigarettes, and we're not endorsing smoking whatsoever. A Bic lighter, a strappy white top, and no bra. There seems to be a big part of it not wearing a bra, which I think discounts anyone that has a larger chest, including myself. And obviously, I'm discounted anyway, because I don't think anyone under 25 or over 25 is getting this anyway.
You're not allowed.
You're not. Well, I don't think so.
Well,
they'll just look
know.
A bit daft.
I don't wear a bra. Can I be a brat?
Is it strictly women? Is it? It seems to be a strictly female thing then.
Or anyone who identifies as female.
And
you're messy. You're chucking everything into your handbag, your lighter, your fags. You've one piece of makeup, and that does everything on your face. You
and
look
like
a bit
that?
Trashy. You're with your feelings. You're not afraid to show them. Mm-hmm. You're reclaiming your girlhood. You're wearing that shade of green. You're wearing the smoky kind of nearly like Amy Winehouse sort of makeup. You drink energy drinks. You have fizzy hair, you like to chew a lot of gum, you like to reapply your lip balm vigorously.
Wow.
Every half hour.
This is all very specific, isn't it?
You love yourself, you're vulnerable,
self-care.
You're in the club, you're crying, that's kind of jam.
Okay.
That's what I can infer. That's my limited research right. Over the last 2 hours.
I've seen sort of in a lot of, there's even a sense of it there among Jake Tapper and the CNN people. There's a sort of a negative or messy connotation to it. Whereas I don't necessarily, I don't want to be part of that really. I think it isn't in a sense, or educate me. Is it in a sense a sort of a, an empowerment or an empowering movement of like, we're going to own our messiness, we don't care what you think, and we're going to be more self-involved, stand up and be comfortable in who we are and what we are. See, and if that is messy.
I think that this has been around, this type of vibe, for a long time. This, like, you know, during Britpop, the girls that went out with the Oasis.
The Ladettes.
The Ladettes. That was that kind of vibe. And then we had, you know, the Amy Winehouse era and, I don't know, Lily Allen, that type of vibe. And then we went completely clean girl and it was all matcha tea and yoga and, you know, no makeup and stuff like that. And now I think this is going, it's just coming round again, but Charlie XCX is owning this one.
Or maybe, yeah, or like you say, it just never went away, but it just didn't have a brand or a contemporary brand.
Yeah.
And the other thing as well is that young women, young women will have a brand that they, like a brand that, it, not a brand, a brand is the wrong word, but sort of a movement or a word or a sort of a
lifestyle?
Yeah, a lifestyle that they, you know, they want to show that they're strong, that they're independent, and they believe in themselves. And that's every generation of young women ad infinitum.
I think this is kind of the ante of that, though, a little bit, because the whole clean girl aesthetic was big on TikTok, etc. a couple of years ago. That's when your life was perfect. You owned a million pair of leggings. You were doing your Pilates. You were in full control of your life. And you were kind of, and this is what social commentators were saying about that movement, you were kind of doing all of that to, one, be happy in yourself, but also to be appealing to whoever you might like in a partner. It was almost like a new version of being quite traditional in your femininity, whereas this now is the ante of that. It has nothing to do with appealing to a partner at all.
No, this is what I'm saying, but that's also owning it and being comfortable in it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's the tribe, and that's owning it, and that's being confident in that rather than feeling negative or feeling less than because you're not taking all those clean girl boxes. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, confident, but Charlie XCX has said it's like a mix of both the twin sides of two coins. So absolute confidence in who you are and what you are, and also being, as she says, a bit of a disaster.
But owning that as well.
Yeah,
sure. Which is fine. Which is fine. And I think that's perfectly cool. I say you do you, babes. Any brat girls listening? 0874-100-102. We're probably too old and stupid for you. And clean. I wait to shower. I think we all had a shower this morning, Nettie. I can't want to speak for you, for all of us. But we're too clean.
We also shower together.
Yeah, we're all too clean and confused for any brat girls. But if you are listening, 0874-100-102. Or here in Ireland, of course, we call them bold girls. We start our own movement. Are you a bold girl? Are you giving your mother back chat this morning? Were you borrowing your sister's new top and getting a stain, or getting a cigarette burn in it?
Have you had a shower in a can of late? Do you use dry shampoo?
Let's make our bold girl, our Irish bold girl list to compete with Charlie XCX. 0874 100 102. just messy, bold girls, and like it's the younger generations under 25. We're talking about it earlier on with Annette. Karen says drinking pints of cider instead of fancy gin is brat. That's brat. Sorry, a brat is what I was called by my mum and dad when I wouldn't do what I was told from Emma. This is what I'm saying, Emma. Bold girl. The Irish version of it would be bold girl summer. Ash in Dublin says, now that sounds like a regular 90s teenager. I don't think Charlie XCX can lay claim to that whole era. Back in your lane, Charlie, from Ash in Dublin. And lads, the concept isn't that deep. It's just a bit of chaotic fun from Lucy. That's it, chaotic fun. And owning it and being proud of it. We're asking for your bold girl summer definition. Any indicators of bold girl summer, JP?
You may be brat if you've lost your phone, keys...
Not brat, bold now. We're doing bold.
Bold. This well, is bold Irish. Is brat.
Bold girl.
Bold brat.
But it's the uniquely Irish version of bold girl.
Okay, well, I'll still say losing your phone, keys, wallet or dignity or one of your shoes or possibly carrying around one of your shoes or both of your shoes in your hand
them,
the
yeah.
morning after.
Telling your mammy you're at your best friend's house studying but instead you've gone off to the teen disco instead. That's bold girl summer. Definitely.
Yeah.
Leaving your dirty clothes all over your bedroom floor. Mammy found them. Found a dirty beans on toast plate under there when she finally went to shift it. That's ball girl summer, that is.
Can I just say about the bedrooms thing? As a brat's bedroom carpet needs to be sticky.
Sticky. You're not brat unless you're
a bold brat.
You're bold. Do you know what? You're a bold girl. Or hanging around outside the local daybreak asking adults if they'll buy you a naggin of vodka and then drinking it in a field.
Yes.
That's
a little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey.